Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Bryan Adams is your artist of the day on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Don't forget, coming up in about 30 minutes, we will do Terrible Joke Tuesday. Keep in mind, your terrible jokes have to start with yo mama. Only your mama jokes today for Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Well, bring us up to speed here again, because I was furiously typing and looking up information when you reported in your newscast that they have identified the shooter up by the Legends today.
I did not say any such thing.
You did not?
No.
Maybe that was God.
Multiple media outlets are identifying him, but I will wait until we do that independently. There is some suggestion that he is connected to a woman who was reported missing today in Overland Park. And if you've seen that on Facebook, it's going around social media. If you've seen her, police are saying they're trying to locate her. Sadly, there is now a suggestion that she was connected to this man up at the Legends.
That's a crazy story, by the way. He walks into Country Inn and Suites or whatever, mm-hmm. and says, "I've killed my wife.
Yeah.
And I'm headed over to the Legends," or something like that, right? And then the police get involved, and
the witness said he peeled out in a red Maserati, which, how many of those are there around town?
Not a lot. So obviously he was a person of some means. Not everybody can afford a Maserati. Black Thunder, but I mean, it's a Maserati.
Well, I mean, very few vehicles could be Black Thunder.
It says KCK police are conducting their investigation around the vehicle that the suspect was driving. A Cerner employee said that they were on lockdown at the time, but that's since been lifted. People on the text line earlier was saying, you know, are we going to talk about this? I don't know at this point what there is to say about it. I'm saddened that this nut could be connected to the woman who is missing, because I worry for her safety.
Well, obviously it's a big news story. But what's the topic? I mean, I'm opposed to people walking into Country Inn and Suites claiming they killed their wife and then getting into a shootout with the police. I'm opposed. Anybody in favor?
That's a hot take.
Thanks.
I'm glad they got him. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you guys see the video of Chris Cuomo from CNN? Have you seen this?
I saw it making the rounds. I did not actually get to watch it.
Oh, it's trending like crazy.
I saw that Frida was trending on Twitter last night, and I didn't understand what it meant.
So let me explain this as best I can. I've seen the video several times. Chris Cuomo is walking through some open air. You can see almost like a festival tent above him, okay?
It was a bar in New York.
Was it a bar? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's open air. He's outside.
Basically right. In a beer garden.
Yeah,
type
okay.
Setting.
All right. That's a good way to put it, Will. A beer garden. And he's with his wife, and I believe the story said 9-year-old daughter, okay? Some guy comes up to him who clearly is a never-do-well and calls him a Frito. Now, I...
Not Frito, like...
F-R-E-D-O.
Not Frito like the corn chip.
Not Frito-Lay.
Frito or Fredo?
Fredo, whatever it is.
It's Fredo, yeah.
Fredo. Which apparently, and I, having never seen The Godfather...
It's a pretty obscure cinematic reference.
So anyway, I guess Fredo is the weaker, younger son of...
He is the traitor of the family.
Of Don Corleone, yes. In The Godfather, yes. Right? Okay. Now, we're going to play the clip. Wicket sent it to us. Keep your finger on the dump button just in case. But Wicket says he got all the F words out. But just in case, okay? This guy comes up to Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, in public, and just goes, Fredo. And Cuomo's like, what? You know, and he obviously...
He was having dinner with his 9-year-old daughter and wife. His wife.
Right. Or they were going to dinner, yes. So anyway, Cuomo tries to explain to this guy that calling an Italian, of which Cuomo obviously is, strong Italian family in New York. His dad was the governor of New York. His brother is currently the governor of New York. He, of course, is Chris Cuomo from CNN. Chris Cuomo lights this cat up.
Good.
With more F-bombs than you can possibly imagine. And the president, not to make this political, sends out a retweet of this video saying, I thought Chris Cuomo was Fredo. And that's how I came to learn of it, because I follow the president on Twitter. And I thought, well, Chris Cuomo must make himself just a fool in this video.
No.
I watched this video, and I have more respect for Chris Cuomo now than I did before I watched the video.
Middays were asking today, because I was listening to this conversation, they were just asking, do you think he's in trouble at work? Do you think he's in trouble at CNN?
I hope he's not.
Hell no, he shouldn't be in trouble. He was eating dinner with his 9-year-old daughter and his wife. This guy's lucky he didn't get punched in the face, which probably would have gotten Cuomo in trouble.
Or actually thrown down the stairs.
Down the stairs.
I will throw you down the effing stairs.
You come near his daughter and his wife and start throwing insults.
By the way, and I got no love nor hate for Chris Cuomo. It is obvious this man lifts weights.
He is a fit human being.
Here is the audio. Keep your finger near the dump button, please. You do the same. I'll do the same just in case we didn't get them all out.
No, just from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
Oh, you're much...
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they used it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I got a little bit.
An insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us. Wow. Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't be going to call me a
and hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
Call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo. You know my name now. Fredo.
I thought your name was Fredo.
Don't be a liar.
Please.
I want to be a man. Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
I want to be a man up here. Then own what
listen,
you said.
Hey,
then own what you said.
Listen, man, I don't have a problem with you, man.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
Please do.
Why? So you can sue?
You don't want to.
So you can sue?
Well, why don't you do it?
Go take a swing. You want to call me Fredo? Take a swing.
Take a swing.
Watch your hands.
Take a swing.
Watch your hands.
All right, let me pause for just a second right here. At this point in the video, he's having it out with this guy who called him Fredo, okay? And Chris is standing there with his arms down, and he says, take a swing at me, because he's afraid that the guy is trying to get him, Chris Cuomo, to punch him so
right.
that he can sue Chris
Correct.
Cuomo.
That's exactly right.
so
what they're
Chris
doing.
Chris Cuomo is saying, you punch me first. Then there's a guy to Chris's left, the other guy's right, who reaches in, and Chris Cuomo slaps his hands down and goes, don't put your hands near me. That's what you just heard right there.
Take a swing. Come on, boy. So you want to call me
Hey, listen, man.
I'm not doing anything. I'll wreck your stop. You didn't know what you were doing with
I thought it was your name.
Break it up now.
I thought it was your name.
You didn't know, right? Hey, you didn't know what you were saying, right?
I thought it was his name.
I'm
breaking
it
up. I'm breaking it up.
Okay, let me just stop it there, because there's so many beeps you can hardly understand it. The line that I keep going back to, and this is where we are as a nation, is this douche weasel keeps saying to Chris Cuomo, I thought that was your name.
Oh. Which is the biggest crock ever.
He knows that's not his name. He knows he is insulting him by calling him Fredo, the weak, traitorous son from The Godfather. He knows that Chris Cuomo is Italian. He is trying to get his goat, and he got it, quite frankly. He got Chris Cuomo's goat. However, to sit there and not own it, and Chris Cuomo's right in this part, if you're going to call me Fredo, own it. Don't tell me you think that's my name. You know that's not my name. You know my name is Chris Cuomo. I am the son of the former governor and the brother of the current governor.
And I'm on national TV every day.
Every single night. So don't say, oh, I thought your name was Fredo.
I'll tell you this. He'd better not be in trouble for this, and here's why.
I hope he's not. I have more respect for him now than I did before.
You can disagree with him politically or his brother politically. There are people on the right who do these cable-style news shows that I cannot stand. However, when someone is out having dinner with their family,
agreed,
that is not the time or the place. I don't know why people think because he has a more public, high-profile job, you have the right to go up and insult him when he's out trying to have dinner.
I don't know.
A lot of people on the text line are trying to draw a parallel between this and Sarah Huckabee Sanders being asked to leave that restaurant.
Here's the deal. I don't think you should be able to go up to Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she's having dinner.
I agree.
And get in her face either.
Right, but I would also point out that at the Sarah Huckabee Sanders incident, it was the proprietor of the restaurant who said, we don't want you here, leave.
I still think that's wrong, actually.
I do, too. I'm just saying you can't compare these two scenarios.
I think it is a lowbrow move to do that. But if you own a restaurant and someone with whom you passionately disagree comes in, I also don't think, no shirt, no shoes, no service type stuff, you can refuse service, can you not?
Well, you can, but I think it's rather petty.
It's petty and kind of childish. A DB move.
It's a huge DB move to refuse Sarah Sanders service because you don't like her boss, because you don't like her political point of view. Serve her her dinner and shut your face.
I mean, yeah, her money is just as good as anybody else.
Damn right. It's still green.
I would disagree with you when it comes to some people. I just would. Like, think of, like, the most horrible human being you can imagine. They come in, and I'm a restaurant owner. Do I have to serve that person?
Now, wait a minute. If you're talking about David Duke.
Okay. That's a good one.
Fine. But Sarah Sanders, it was the spokeswoman for the White House, the press secretary. Now, you may dislike the president, okay? You may dislike her political point of view, whatever. To suggest that she is so vile, so evil, that she needs to be kicked out of your restaurant, I think that's a bridge too far for me. Just like I think Chris Cuomo, and by the way, I know I'm going to...
Can I throw out just one example?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kathy Griffin.
We got to get to the break.
Kathy Griffin walks into a restaurant. People on the right find her to be
detestable.
A detestable human being. Could that restaurant owner refuse service? And he
would still be wrong.
Okay.
576-7798.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me.
Let's get to the phones. Johnny in Independence. Johnny, hello, my friend.
Yeah, I agree the guy's a loser, and all he wanted to do was get Chris Cuomo in one of them gotcha moments. And I don't think nothing should happen to Chris. But a few weeks ago, it may have been just a few days ago, he let Anna Navarro call Don Jr. Fredo on his program. If it's so insulting, why didn't he stop her? I mean,
now that's a good point.
That's my only problem with it.
Johnny, that's a good point.
If you're going to call it like it is. I mean, that's my thing with it.
Well, let me look that up and see if that is true. And I have no reason to doubt you, Johnny. If that is true, that's an interesting point.
So that's my only thing with it. But I mean, these people have got to stop with this bickering back and forth like this, trying to gotcha stuff. It's stupid.
Yeah. I wouldn't go holding your breath, okay, friend?
Oh, I know. People are idiots. So
okay.
We'll talk to you.
All right. Goodbye.
Someone just wrote in, it's so sad that people think they have a right to be vile and disgusting to people they disagree with. I am not a Chris Cuomo fan, but he was treated horribly.
Well, the guy saying, I thought your name was Fredo. I mean, it's come just ridiculous. On. Come on. You're trying to start a fight. You're trying. I'm actually impressed by Cuomo's
restraint. And
even though people will say, well, he used the F word like 20 times. He did. I'm just impressed that he didn't punch this guy right in the mouth. You're literally trying to start a fight with me in public. The fact that Cuomo didn't, I thought was actually kind of impressive. The guy needs to get his ass kicked.
Someone just wrote in, I often wonder if this Cuomo. Whole thing was recorded. Was it premeditated and specifically recorded for that?
Yes.
I wonder. Like, let's go do this and see if he takes a swing at us. And we've had some beers and then, you record it and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We'll film it. I'll call him Fredo, get in his face. At one point, the guy takes off his glasses, preparing to be punched or wanting to be punched in the face. He takes off his eyeglasses. 576-7798.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Let me read you what somebody wrote about Chris Cuomo, and if you missed the audio, we'll play just a portion of it here in a few more minutes. But Chris Cuomo, sometime earlier this week, I believe, was approached by somebody who clearly wanted to start trouble and called Chris Cuomo Fredo, which is the weaker, treasonous younger brother in The Godfather. And
a little obscure for a lot of people,
sure,
but okay.
Sure, but if you're Chris Cuomo, you've probably seen The Godfather a lot. Cuomo obviously being Italian descent, okay? And he took it as a strong insult from this person. This person, by the way, and I explained this to a texter, is clearly trying to be confrontational, refuses to get out of Chris Cuomo's way, and Chris Cuomo lights him up like a firecracker with F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. Cuomo, from CNN, by the way, as everybody probably knows, is out to dinner with his wife and daughter. I want to read you what somebody wrote about Chris Cuomo, and then I'll tell you who it was. I say good for Chris Cuomo. I say good for Chris Cuomo. He's out with his 9-year-old daughter and his wife, and this guy is being a jackass in front of his family. In my humble opinion, Chris Cuomo has zero to apologize for. He deserves the apology. Now, you might think that that is Rachel Maddow. You might think that that is Don Lemon. You might think it is some other liberal crazy on one of the cable news channels.
Who is it?
It's Sean Hannity.
Isn't that great?
By the way, statement from CNN. Chris Cuomo defended himself when he was verbally attacked with the use of an ethnic slur. We completely support him.
Good. He has nothing to apologize for. And it shocks me. The people on the text line today saying that Chris Cuomo was the one in the wrong. How dare he talk like that in front of his daughter? Well, you know, simmer down.
Let me ask this a different way, because Chris Cuomo, for some reason, automatically makes this political, which fine, whatever. What percentage of men out with their daughter and their wife out of 100 men, Scott, how many of them would stand up and throw a punch over this? And how many of them would at least yell back verbally, yell, scream, get away from me? And how many would do nothing? What percentage out of 100 men?
I'll start with the beginning. The punch, I'd like to think it's a low number. I'd like to think it's 15 to 20%.
I was going to say 20. Okay.
The verbally respond with go F yourself, get the F away from me. I'd like to think that that is probably 40%.
Well, what do you think?
And another 40% walk away.
I don't know if it'd necessarily be 20, 40, 40. I'd probably put it about a third of each.
I will say this, and I'm not going to get into the specifics, but this is eerily reminiscent of something that happened to me a while back. I had somebody approach me in public.
Aggressively.
Yes. And I will say this. I tried very hard. This person clearly want. I'm not going to get into specifics because I don't want to agitate this person any more than he's already agitated with me. But and so I won't describe him. I won't name him, even though I know his name. Clearly wanted to fight me because of things that I have said on the air and things that I have said to him. He claimed that I called him a name. I can assure you it was not. However, he wanted to fight me. Kelly was in my presence, tried to ignore him and walk away. He would not let up. At some point, I had to address the obvious situation that was in front of me, and I did. I did not strike him, but I did not just simply walk away.
And I
and
think
I
the,
verbally,
the presence...
I verbally addressed this person.
I think the presence, and Sam, I met your beautiful girlfriend the other night. I think the presence of a child and of a wife ups the percentage of those who would respond, not even really aggressively, but who would respond.
I don't fault Chris Cuomo for what he did.
I know you don't.
I actually think he handled it pretty well.
I know you don't.
You know, and people are saying Chris Cuomo's a liberal D-bag and all this. Chris Cuomo, and this is what I was going to say earlier, Chris Cuomo, if you actually watch his show and don't just take into account his family name and presume that you know his political leanings, I actually think Chris Cuomo is one of the fairest of the evening talk show hosts. He's not crazy liberal like Rachel Maddow. He's not crazy right like Sean Hannity. Now, do I think there are certain words he uses that shows a slight bias in one direction or the other? Yes. However, I think Chris Cuomo is probably the fairest of all of the evening talk show hosts on all three cable networks. And if you think I'm crazy for saying that, then you're either way too far to the left or you're way too far to the right. Will in South Kansas City. It's been a long time since I've heard your voice. Hello.
How you doing, my man?
I have missed you, brother. How are you doing?
Same here. Dana, how are you doing?
Hi, good.
Haven't seen you at Martin City Brewery in a while.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Thank you. You know, guys, you know, the really sad part about this, and I would have to agree with you, Scott, Chris Cuomo is my favorite journalist on TV. I mean, he's the one place I can go and listen and get both sides of the issue.
That's absolutely
and he tries to be fair.
He does. That's the key word. He tries to be fair. Now, sometimes he's not, but he tries to be fair.
Yes. Now, but when he's not fair, I think he's still being honest, and he'll tell you this is just the way I feel, right? And so I think he's very honest. But let me tell you something. You know, that confrontation, I think, is really, really sad and unfortunate. But here's what's really sad to me. And I was telling the gentleman that answered the phone. Could you guys ever imagine that we live in a country in 2019, on August 13th, that our damn president would retweet that and say, I thought his name was Frito as well?
No.
And when we all know that he knows that's not his name, and we all know that Donald Trump can't stand Chris Cuomo. So we've got a president, and all these guys on Fox and all the president defenders go, well, it's terrible for you to say that the president stirs up stuff and it's not his fault. Clearly, this is indirectly, he's stirring up a problem here, right? Instead of saying, just like Sean Hannity said, hey, this is inappropriate behavior. Could you ever imagine, guys, our president acting like an eighth grader on social media?
No, and Will, you bring up a really good point. I obviously on the air we don't talk about the president unless we absolutely have to.
I know.
On Twitter, I definitely talk about the president probably more than I should. However, I have been very critical over the years of Sean Hannity.
Yes.
And I applaud. But when Sean Hannity does something right, in my opinion, I have to recognize it and I have to applaud him for it.
Oh, sure.
I thought the way Sean Hannity came to Chris Cuomo's defense, he didn't have to do it. Nobody at Fox News said, you better get to Chris Cuomo's defense. He's under attack. The fact that Hannity did that, I thought, said volumes about Sean Hannity, and it spoke to what I believe is good character. And I applaud Sean Hannity for what he said coming to a competitor's defense.
Well, you know, guys, you know, I think, you know, if this would have happened to Sean Hannity, which I don't like the show at all, and you guys brought up the deal that happened to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, which I don't like at all, and Kellyanne Conway, the situation that happened to her in public.
I didn't agree with that either. But Will,
I think that's unfortunate. I think none of these people should be approached publicly. Like you said, Dana, he was out with his wife and his 9-year-old daughter. The man should have never been approached this way, and for someone to attempt to get him into a confrontation and to totally disrespect his child and his wife, just because I may not agree with you politically doesn't mean that I have to insult you publicly or even that I have to insult you at all. I mean, we can agree to disagree. We don't have to have the same policies or believe the same things. But we don't have to, you know, it's gotten to the point in this country now where we just insult each other. I mean, it's you know, and I listen to, and I know you don't want me to say this, Scott, but we listen to our president go the Dems and the Republicans and this and the other. I thought we were all Americans and we all could disagree, and but we all could compromise and meet in the middle and find something that worked for us all. Sometimes I'm going to win, Scott. Sometimes you're going to lose, and sometimes you're going to win and I'm going to lose. But at the end of the day, we're all Americans, and when we all win, and it's gotten to the point now with this Chris Cuomo thing, this is a prime example of what I'm talking about, that makes this so sad. It's sad that it happens, and it's even worse when the president chimes in and plays the same damn game. It's terribly sad.
I'll agree with you on that. Now, I want to address something very quickly. I know we got to get to break. A lot of people are saying you never said this about when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was approached in that restaurant. You never said it when Kellyanne Conway was. That is false. That is false. You're hearing what you want to hear. I was adamant when the Sarah Huckabee Sanders thing. I don't remember us talking about Kellyanne Conway, although I'm sure I did on Twitter. But I definitely remember Sarah Huckabee Sanders coming up on air and when that occurred. And I was opposed then to her being treated that way, and I'm opposed now. She is a human being. She deserves the right to sit in a restaurant with, and you may not like her. I'm not a huge fan, to be frank. But if I'm sitting at Lucky's in Mission and Sarah Huckabee Sanders sits down at the table next to me, do you know what I'm going to say to her? Not a damn thing. I'm just going to let her enjoy her meal and I'm going to leave it alone. If Kellyanne Conway sat down at a table next to me, I may even look over and ask her for a photograph. But that'll be it. I'm not going to debate her. I'm not going to get into it. What am I going to change her mind? Is she going to change mine? Give me a break. Grow up, America. Seriously, grow up.
Hey, is from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
And they
brother,
use
though?
It as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
Italian?
It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
But I know the reason why.
Because I am done talking about Chris Cuomo. All right, now we have to address this to each other.
Okay.
It's the only way it's going to work. All right, Will?
Okay.
So don't take any offense. I won't take any offense. You can't take any offense.
Okay. I'm already offended.
Is that okay, Will? Are you
sure.
okay with that?
No, I'm good.
Right. It's not going to bother you?
No.
All right. Hey, Will.
Yes, Scott.
Yo, mama's so fat. The police pulled up to the corner and told her to break it up.
Oh, my goodness.
We will also entertain other terrible jokes on Terrible Joke Tuesday. But if you would like to drop a your mama joke, we will read those as well.
Who's Bill Dance, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay. I can't read that one until I know who Bill Dance is. We will take your Yo Mama jokes at 22980.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Yo Mama's so fat, she brought a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Will.
Yo Mama's so fat, she used the rings of Saturn for a hula hoop.
Is it Yo Mama or Your Mama?
Yo Mama.
Yo.
Yo Mama is so fat, Sam. When she got on the scale, it said, I need your weight, not your phone number.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Your mama's so fat, Jabba the Hutt said, damn.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Your mama's so dumb, she starved to death in a grocery store.
Scott, your mama's so ugly. When she tried to join an ugly contest, they said, sorry, no professionals.
All right, so Bill Dance apparently is a professional fisherman, so I can do this one.
Well, that's obscure.
Hey, Will?
Yes, sir.
Your mama's had more rods than Bill Dance.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah, Will.
Your mama's so ugly, she walked into a haunted house and came out with an application.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Yo mama's so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas. It's still printing.
Scott, yo mama's so fat, when she sat on Walmart, she lowered the prices.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Will.
Yo mama house so small, she threw a rock and hit everyone.
Hey, Will.
Yes, sir.
Your mama's teeth are so yellow, she spits butter.
Oh, gross.
Smooth. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Your mama's so fat, when she step on the scale, it says, to be continued.
Sam, your mama's so fat, her belly button gets home 15 minutes before she does.
Hey, Sam.
What's that? Jeez.
Your mama's so fat, she was baptized at SeaWorld.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Your mama's like mustard. She's good on a wiener.
Hey, Will.
Yes?
Yo mama's so fat, when she pops a zit, gravy comes out.
Oh, gross!
Hey, Scott.
What?
Your mama's so stupid, she thought a quarterback was a refund.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Yo mama's so fat, she sweats Crisco.
Scott, your mama's so fat, she doesn't need the internet. She already worldwide.
So bad.
Hey, Scott.
Two in a row?
Okay, fine. Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Your mama's so fat, she sat on a rainbow and Skittles popped out.
Hey, Sam.
What's that?
Your mama's so ugly, she threw a boomerang. It refused to come back.
Sam, your mama's so fat, when she went to KFC, the cashier asked, what size bucket? And she replied, the one on the roof.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Hey, Dana. Your mama's so ugly, she made a blind kid cry.
Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Scott. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Whoa, everybody walks in on the action. Hurry, because we got to get going.
Sam, your mama's so dumb, she thought Hamburger Helper came with an extra person.
Oh, yeah, Will? Your mama's so fat, when she wears a raincoat, people yell, taxi.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.